1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You see the stories, the news items that are listed there on the front page of the website, all of those were put there by listeners like you. You can submit anything you want from across the internet, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like your submission, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive with us. So, much to discuss here this evening. Your calls are certainly the primary element if you make them. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. News out of the movement, an update I meant to give you last night, but just didn't get to it. Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com. We've had Pete on the show a number of times in the past. He's a great activist. He has kind of made a name for himself in the movement by getting involved in various different organizations, but most recently doing Liberty on Tour, where he and his business partner, Ademo, travel around the country and meet up with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and also do outreach to other folks that maybe have never heard the ideas of liberty before. So they've done that. They've traveled around the country a couple of times. And now Pete is here in Keene, New Hampshire, as is Ademo. They're here for the foreseeable future, at least. Maybe they'll go on another tour later on this year. That's yet to be ironed out. But in the meantime, Pete was arrested several weeks ago at a court hearing for Ademo, actually. He was at this court hearing for, I have it backwards. Pete was arrested at a hearing for a couple of other activists that were on, I guess, trial that day. And he walked into the courtroom with his hat on. It was cold. It was, I think, negative 20 out that day.
Yeah.
When I walked to court. And Pete sits down, and I guess he didn't really think anything of it. And all of a sudden, a bailiff starts shouting at him to take his hat off. And Pete didn't really understand why this would be.
What's all the fuss?
Yeah, it's his hat, and nobody seemed to be offended by it except for the bailiff. Shortly thereafter, after the bailiff attempted to grab his hat, Pete pointed out that that's his property and that's basically assault, is what the bailiff just did to him. Then the police prosecutor, who is also a police officer, turns around at that point and basically grabs Pete and throws him to the floor. Pete was then carried out after another police officer put his knee on his head as though he needed to keep him down because he was some sort of violent person. Pete was being completely peaceful,
right,
passive.
I'd like to take the steps here and how quickly they occurred. The guy's like, take your hat off! And then before Pete really has a chance to do anything, the guy grabs for his hat. Pete, yep. You know, he's a young guy, he's spry, he kind of dodges out of the way and says, hey, hold on, buddy. And the cop tackles him and throws him to the ground. That's how it went. There wasn't, you know, sir, please take your hat off. Sir, please take your hat off.
Or you're going to have to leave if you don't take your hat off or anything like that. It was just, all right, that's it, you're out of here. And then, bang, you're under arrest. So they charged him with disorderly conduct, and then they charged him with resisting arrest because he did not assist in his arresting or kidnapping process. He went limp. They had to carry him out. And he was scheduled for a trial on that matter after being held in jail for a number of days, considering he was not cooperating with them, giving them any sort of name or address information. He eventually did get out after deciding to go ahead and do that after several days and was awaiting trial on these matters for the summertime. I think it was scheduled for, actually, I think it was the day after Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival in late June. He was going to be on trial, but
Justice and her terrible swift sword.
He was out earlier this week doing some outreach at that very same courthouse, letting people know they do not have to take the plea bargain and that it would be a good idea to not take the plea bargain so as to load up the court case or the court system with a bunch of cases. And so as he was doing that outreach, the city's prosecutor walks in. This is a different, this is not the cop, this is, they've got like a lawyer guy that they have. So they have two prosecutors, one is the cop prosecutor, the other one is a lawyer kind of prosecutor. Anyway, so the lawyer prosecutor walks in and informs Pete that they're dropping the charges. So this is a little unusual that that they would drop what are pretty serious charges.
It's not really that unusual for around here, is it? I mean, they get
to see a misdemeanor charges dropped? Yeah, I would say that's pretty unusual. I mean, yeah, they've dropped parking tickets and things like that, Mark. But, I mean, these are misdemeanors. I don't know if they were, I think they were Class A misdemeanors, as a matter of fact, which meant that he could have gotten a jury trial on those.
Well, that's exactly the reason why they weren't going to do it.
So, yeah, they have dropped those, and so Pete is free and clear
now,
as far as Keene, New Hampshire.
If the judge had been in there, in the courtroom, he could have given him contempt of court.
Could have, yes.
That would have been disastrous.
Yeah, it's important to point that out, that when he was arrested for the hat, the man in the robe was not in the courtroom. It was just simply the bailiffs and the police that did that to him.
So it's really interesting, you know, what makes the court the court? I have yet to figure it out. Is the court the guy, the robe, the room?
It's an idea.
Is it the bar, the wood banister there? I don't know.
It's like a religious idea, Mark.
At least with the religious idea, you know, if you touch the Ark of the Covenant, your skin, you know, catches fire or whatever.
Well, you know, at one time, wearing hats was sort of a ritual for men. You take your hat off, you tip your hat to a lady, you know. It was sort of a ritual that men did in the old days. But nowadays, for a man to take his hat off is sort of just a subjugation ritual. It's just show who's boss.
That's all it ever was, Wayne, because the taking off of your hat included a bow, that you're bearing your neck to the other guy, which is a showing that you are the vassal of the lord that is in front of you. You're willing to have him cut your head off. You're showing that level of fidelity to that person. So it's always been an issue of subjugation.
Right, and it's very subtle, though, because you know, Mark, in sales, is that you want your potential prospective customer to do something. You want to get them to do something very small before you get them to sign on the dotted line.
Right, increasing yeses.
Yes, so in a way, it's the same thing. It's taking off the hat is just the first act of obedience. It's a very subtle one, but it shows who's boss. And since men have higher testosterone, they're probably a little more likely to cause trouble in a courtroom. That's that you start things off on that foot, and maybe they feel it's easier to control the crowd.
Yeah, and of course...
But sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't care about hats at all. This is just a sort of an arbitrary thing they do.
So it's interesting, though, right? These people call themselves public servants. How many people would hire a public servant to berate them over wearing a hat? How many people's servants would be hired for that purpose? If you were to hire a servant, would you want them to berate you over your chosen style of dress? Would you want them to tackle you and put their knee on your head while you're on the ground? Because that's what happened to Pete. So, as I said, all the charges dropped in that particular case. Now, Pete is still facing charges in Massachusetts on the wiretapping situation. That's scheduled for trial.
Meaning that
this
he was
summer.
Videotaping in a
public place.
Yeah, public place, which is a jail, the police station area.
It was a prison lobby, actually.
Okay, the lobby of the jail, that kind of thing. After he'd been told that he could. So.
Correct.
Well, a lot of times when there were protests at a big national event, like the president's there, and they say, oh, you have to go over to this protest zone, whatever they call them, and people say no, and they get arrested, the charges are always dropped. It's just the aggravation you have to go through. In this case, whoever was prosecuting the case realized they had no case. But look at all the aggravation he had to go through, getting slammed on the ground.
He was in jail for several days. I mean, it was horrible. And so that really brings me to the next question, Wayne, is will something be done about this? I mean, because a lot of people have critiqued the activism up here over the years by saying, well, you guys have had all these horrible things done to you by the government. Why haven't you struck back? Why haven't you, you know, sued them, basically, to get some sort of restitution for the freedom that they took away from you? And I'm not opposed to the idea, the concept of that, but I think that the reason it hasn't happened is at least twofold. On one point, I think that people generally don't know their way around the court system.
I certainly don't.
It's labyrinthine. It's confusing.
I've tried my best with jurisdictionary.com, but I'll tell you, I feel like generally I'm only going to use that as a defense, and most people here haven't bothered to borrow my copy. So
it's distasteful to try to learn about their system, and it's frustrating, and it's difficult, and so I think that's a factor. And I think, on the other hand, that some people just, you know, they don't want to go to court. They're not interested in spending their time doing these things. They're not interested in spending their time in court or dealing with the system, and they want to minimize their interactions with it as much as possible. And then for me, it's kind of like, well, you know, I don't want to, I guess it wouldn't be aggression. It would be trying to get restitution, but it's still something feels icky about it to me.
At the very least, though, you've exposed these people as tyrants and violent.
That's true, but I wonder if there's going to be a lawyer who will step forward to maybe try to take this case, because it's so obvious that they did wrong. They hurt Pete. They used excessive force.
Got out of videotape.
And it was clearly a wrongful arrest because they dropped the charges. More coming up.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves.
Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the program, you can just click and download. They're there, right there on the front page of the website, and you get the last week's worth there. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll actually take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free for you at freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can dot anything over there at HostGator.com. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, not only will you get the 99.9% uptime guarantee, the 45-day money-back guarantee, the 24/7 technical support, but you also get your first month completely free. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. To the phone calls, we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, when the aggressive government folks in New Hampshire, if they attack us, it draws more attention to us and makes us more the center of the liberty movement. And there was another attack yesterday, February 22nd, that was even more egregious than the one against Pete.
What happened? I think I know what you're talking about, but I believe I had this on my list of things to talk about. Is it the arrest of the cameraman?
Yes, one of my students, Bill Allman, who films a lot of state house hearings, was arrested for recording police when they pulled him over.
Hmm.
Now, that's not as egregious as what comes next. He was charged with a felony for allegedly wiretapping. They call it wiretapping. And the traffic stop happened, I think, almost a year ago. It was last year.
So let me see if I follow this here. You're saying that they arrested him yesterday for something that they claim he did last year.
Yeah, months ago. They didn't do anything to arrest him at the time. He called porcupine411.com from his cell phone to report that he was being pulled over, which is extremely routine in New Hampshire circles. But apparently the phone must have picked up the voice of a police officer saying, whatever the police officer was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they've arrested him for, charged him with a felony.
How did the arrest go down? Was he at home or was he in his car? How did they get him? Do we know?
I'm confused about that. It sounds like they may have just had him come down to the station or something like that.
Oh, boy. That's never a good idea. This particular police organization, the Weir New Hampshire Police Group, they are particularly known for being corrupt. Allegations have been thrown around about drug-dealing cops, cocaine-dealing cops. They have been known to harass local business owners in the area and threaten them with shutting down their business. There was a time at which they actually called someone to their location with the express suggestion that they were going to be able to get their car that they had impounded and then proceeded to arrest that person. So they're a very, very sneaky group of cops.
Well,
and they're
I'll tell
very
you,
nasty.
They, all that is true, but I think what they've just done is they've cemented the law going through that says that they're debating this right now in the New Hampshire State House as to whether or not to make this law that says that you can film any government worker in the while they're doing their
yeah, but they're
duty.
Saying it wasn't filming, it was the fact that he recorded the audio
phone. It's gonna, the audio's in that bill too.
Okay,
almost all cameras record audio, so the two are one and the same in a sense, but basically this is I think the third arrest they've made in about a year of people for trying to record them. They arrested two other Free Staters for roughly the same thing. Their mm-hmm. charges were dropped, either dropped or heavily reduced. So it's just a pattern of behavior that is breaking out in Ware. But it's spelled WEARE. And if you go to, I think there's a site called Free, well, if you go to freeconcord.org, yeah. Then you can find there what's going on and find some action items.
Yeah, they actually linked the audio file that he apparently recorded of the police, it was a Porcupine 411 call that he left, that his wife left yesterday when he was, being arrested. So we'll certainly keep our listeners up to date on this as we learn more. Bill is, Biker Bill is, as he's commonly known, really nice guy. He is one of the more prolific videographers in the movement. It seems like, Dave, they're really doing their best, the state government people and the local government people, to arrest as many videographers as possible. I mean, you've been arrested for recording video in the Keene District Court. Sam Dodson was arrested for recording video in the Keene District Court lobby. We're talking about the Keene District Court lobby. Bill's been arrested for recording, I guess, an audio conversation. They're really going after the media, aren't they? The independent media, aren't they?
And I do want to stress, though, that the situation against Bill is much more egregious. What they've done to Bill is much more egregious than what they've done to any of us.
Why do you say that?
Well, again, first of all, they're charging him with a felony, which they shouldn't be doing. They're using the wiretapping statute, which they shouldn't be doing. And he wasn't even on, you know, what they could consider their turf. At least in my case, I announced in advance where I was going to be. I planned to get arrested if necessary, mm-hmm. you know, and they gave me a chance to stop. And I went forward with it just because it was, you know, supposed to be textbook civil disobedience. All he was doing was driving. And I think the pullover itself was a harassment. I don't think he had done anything wrong while he was driving. So this is just them trying to come after someone who lives in their town and who they just don't like what they think, apparently.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
There's something, there's one other factor, and that is that the arrest did not happen until after Bill showed up at the hearing for House Bill 145 regarding the rights of videographers.
Oh, how interesting. How coincidental.
How harassing.
Maybe not.
So this is what you're talking about, Mark. There's this bill in front of the New Hampshire State Legislature which will specifically allow all kinds of recording of now, it's just police officers, not all government bureaucrats, right?
I thought it was all of them.
Do you know, Dave? Have you heard about that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just police officers or bureaucrats in general.
Well, I would hope it's bureaucrats in general because I still intend to record and any government bureaucrat I damn well feel like recording. And I don't imagine Bill is going to be taking a plea bargain on this. If he's like any of the other activists that have been arrested in these cases, he will stand firm and refuse to take the plea bargain. As of yet, no one who has been charged with this wiretapping statute has actually been successfully prosecuted. As you pointed out, Dave, there were a couple of other activists who were charged with the same statute whose charges were dropped as they refused to take plea bargain.
Yeah, they were charged by the same police department, and I'm sure they went through the same court system.
Mm-hmm.
So unless the police have sort of, you know, worked out a deal with these prosecutors that, hey, if we bring a case, you know, like this, you'll let it go through, right? You know, unless they've made some kind of a deal like that, it seems like they've just sort of stepped in it.
Well,
they've
got to have
it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. There's got to be more than what meets the eye here. There's something behind the scenes here that we don't know about yet.
So here's what the deal is it would seem to me, is that this is a felony they've charged him with, and what's going to happen to them if they charge somebody with a felony and it gets dropped? Nothing. So they charge him with a felony, he gets a high bond, it's either going to cost him a bunch of money, or he's going to have to sit in jail for months on end.
He's been released, so he's not been...
No bond?
I don't know if there was a bond, that's not made clear at freeconquered.org. Yeah,
freeconquered.org.
Dick, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up on that, and certainly we'll do our best to keep you in the loops of what's going on here. 800-259-9231. They're trying to shut down the independent media, and we're not going to stand for it.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. To get you to it, that's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you take prescription medications on a regular basis? Are you getting those meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. These are name brand medications, generics, whichever you want, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your phone calls about anything you want. Let's talk to Vince, listening in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello, Mark, hey. Ian, and Wayne.
Hey, Vince. Hey.
How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight, Vince?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I don't agree with what's going on in Wisconsin, you know, about collective bargaining and that being a fact of law for many, many years. But I want to ask you about privatization that the Republicans do, who pay these companies millions and millions of dollars, and then they end up reducing their workload, you know, down to where they're nothing doing. You know, because I think, you know, we can point to the things like, you know, the welfare system, you know, where they've privatized a lot of that.
Have they? I don't know.
I don't know what they've done in New Hampshire. I know in Indiana they have.
How do they privatize the welfare system? How does that work?
Well, they set up a deal with IBM, and they did their food stamps and their TANF programs.
IBM has a food stamp program?
Wait, let me see if I can clarify. If I can clarify here, you're saying that IBM handles the like the printing of the stamps?
No, the application and the the actual monitoring of the program itself, whether people are qualified or not qualified.
Okay, but the money for the program comes from the government?
From the government to them. I mean, I think that's just as much. I think if IBM wanted to do that on a private, say provide food assistance
for the needy people. Absolutely, yeah. If they do that on their own, that'd be fantastic. Generally, privatization is what you're talking about, where the government people will pick one of their favorite buddies in the corporate world, and they will, essentially contract out some of the government's work to them, creating
another monopoly.
Right, it's still the government's monopoly on violence. It's just that they're now granting a portion of their business, so to speak, to one of their subsidiaries, their corporate buddies. And I fully disagree with the idea of having a violent monopoly in whatever the form. So it's basically just changing the form and the structure of the violent monopoly. You could argue that in some cases the private industry will do better, or in most cases the private industry will do better than the government at administering whatever the government's program is. However, when it doesn't, there are some instances where they will fail. When it doesn't, it always gives the proponents of the state evidence to point to say, see, privatization doesn't work. Market failure.
That's right.
Even though it's not the market, it's a monopoly.
It's a sweetheart deal with cronyism. And the problem with that is you don't have real competition.
Vince, any other thoughts?
No, I was just the gentleman just talked. Dwight, is your name?
Wayne.
That's Wayne.
Or Wayne. Okay, because I called in on your Sunday program.
Yes.
And I think it was Meg and somebody else. But we talked about one issue, and this is a different subject, but it involved the patient's rights in nursing homes. And this lady that has fallen, well, she had a part of her package that she didn't want to be treated by blacks.
Oh, God. Oh,
and the black lady who was a CNA came up, and she had to go get another person. And what happened was the CNA sued, and it went back to a court case, an administrative law hearing in Chicago, Illinois. And that issue, because they said the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said that people could not utilize race. And I wanted to, get your opinion on that.
Thank you, Vince, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think that as despicable as it is, people should be free to discriminate in whatever way they feel. However, that also means that the nursing home can discriminate, too. So if this woman's coming to the nursing home saying, I want you to take care of me, but I only want non-blacks to do it, then the nursing home can say, well, I guess we don't need your business.
Exactly. That's what I had said when you had called about that. If I owned a nursing home and somebody wanted in their contract that they wouldn't be touched by black people, I'd say adios.
Yep.
Obviously, whoever owned that nursing home wanted her money.
Let's continue here. Take your thoughts and calls about whatever you want. George is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
No, this is not George. My name is Jorge. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Yes, how are you? Mark's not there. I did not hear his voice.
I'm here,
Mark is here. Jorge.
Hey, what's up, hello?
It has been a long time. Now, Jorge, for those that don't know, is a long-time listener. He's been...
Long time. Probably like 2003 or 2004. Yeah, very long time.
You were a listener back during our local days, and we were on a little AM station, a little 500-watt AM station.
Yeah, I'm still here in Sarasota. You guys have moved away, but I am still here.
But we're back. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, I listen to you on the podcast. I don't listen to my radio box, so I did not know that you are back on that radio box.
We are back on the radio box, WSRQ.
That's great. You guys, I'm very proud of you guys that you've done so well, because I really love your show still. What are you laughing about?
It only took 7 years, he says.
I guess it was a little, not quite that long, but getting there. It was close to never years. So what's up, Jorge?
I don't think there was a big radio station that I would remember, but... whatever.
So what's on your mind tonight, dude? What are you calling about?
Well, I just wanted to call and let you know that the main thing is that I want to start calling again because I've been listening on the podcast, and you guys have some really funny callers, and I just want to kind of compete with them a little bit. like they want to call her the Sun Lady. What is her name?
Sunfest. She's not a joke. She's real. Like she's,
I know she's real.
She's crazy.
I mean, I'm not a joke either. I don't know. She's different. Actually, well, this is not a joke, and this is for real. I know I have some connections. I know some people that are higher up, and they actually have a message for her. If I could use this as a platform to
She's
get that
probably
message
listening.
To her.
I mean, we've had it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to reveal my connections, but they, I mean, you know that I do have connections. But anyway, the message to her was, you are not crazy, okay? We are planning to blow up the sun. And it's probably going to happen in the next half an hour or so. So keep an eye out for that. You're crazy.
What planet are these people from?
I'm not giving away any resources or anything like that. That's just what they wanted me to tell her. So that's what I did.
I appreciate you delivering that message, Jorge.
Yeah, no problem.
Maybe she'll call in with a response.
Isn't the sun one big explosion already?
Yeah. Yes,
hey, Mark.
So.
Yes.
Shut your mouth. I'm just giving the message. I'm relaying the message.
Shut your mouth.
Jorge, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. And anybody listening down in the Sarasota area can now listen to us again. WSRQ is airing our program 6 nights a week from 8 to 10. They're taking 2 of our 3 hours live, and they can be tuned in at 106.9 FM and 1220 AM. And everybody else around the country can get a full list of our radio affiliates over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. We've got 94 of them from coast to coast.
94? I thought it was 93.
That's right. 94, I think, now.
Look.
Yeah, and then in another week or so, we'll be at 95 if all goes as planned. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
We can have a big party when we get to 100?
Yes, I was just thinking that.
A big party?
Yeah, that 100. Ian pays for?
You know I'm not much for big parties.
He's not much for paying for things. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm getting the sense of.
You might
of.
Be surprised about that, Mark.
Yes, I hope so.
So
our affiliates so. List says 93, Ian. You should
does it? Oh, that's it. That's too bad. You're right. Maybe it is 93. I lose track sometimes. Sometimes they come, sometimes they go. Mostly
Indeed.
They come, though.
Mostly
which is
they
good.
Come, yeah.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Coming up, we had a bit of a spat with a particular libertarian author a little while back. I guess it wasn't we, it was more like me.
What a surprise.
Some of the other activists. But when I say we, it wasn't you, Mark, it was me and some of the other activists up here. Over the Shire Society Declaration. His name is Elmiel Smith. And I am going to come to his defense here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The feds have gone after this guy, and we'll tell you what it's all about. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at Amazon. But what you need to do first is go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll see the entry links that will take you into the Amazon website that will essentially make it so whatever you buy at that point, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it works, and it's so easy that the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. As I said, it works for all plaintiffs, for plaintiffs or defendants in all states and federal courts. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Sean, listening in Manchester to 105.1 FM. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I just wanted to call and say thank you guys for putting on this show. I recently discovered it. I just flipping through the radio stations, driving around with my girlfriend, and we stopped because we recognized it was from The Whitest Kids You Know. It was like a generic sketch about the politician.
You're like Clint Webb.
Just like, yeah, Clint Webb. Exactly. Yeah. And we like my girlfriend picked up on it right away. She's like, "Oh, do you know what this is?" And I was thinking, I'm like, "Oh, this is so familiar." We got through the whole thing, and I laugh. I mean, I heard earlier today they had one of the Onion parodies on.
Yes.
The inebriated politician. I forget his name.
Good. But, I'm glad you like those because they run a lot. I wish I had more parody stuff to run. What he's referring to, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, is in Manchester, there's a radio station that operates 24 hours a day, and it's basically carrying the LRN.FM audio feed just around the clock. So they get to listen to Free Talk Live, Stefan Molyneux,
Anti-War Radio,
Ernest Hancock, Anti-War Radio, I mean, stuff all day long, and I'm the program director of that that particular radio stream. I don't run the radio station. I just create the audio. I put everything together and make it work. And so one of the things we do is we run kind of these fill commercials, because it's not popular enough at this point to go out and sell any commercials for it. So we've got the parodies that run, like he mentioned, The Whitest Kids You Know, as well as one that I just recently put in from The Onion, which I found very, very funny. So I'm always interested in getting new submissions for things like that, so there's a little more variety on the air. And if anybody has anything like that they want to send in, you're welcome to at lrn@lrn.fm. You can just email that stuff to me, and I'll look at it and maybe put it on the air. But I'm glad that caught your attention, and that's what brought kind of reeled you in, huh?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I just love satire as it is, and I never expect, I call up and it just sounds like somebody talking, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what is this going to be? And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, it'll be recognized. I'm like, this is wicked funny. And my girlfriend's like, oh, yeah, I've been listening to the station. It just, like, popped up for, a couple of weeks ago I found it. And they always talk about random stuff. And then we heard Sunburst, or I forget her name. We caught the end of one of the interviews with her one time. And I felt like it was really entertaining, but you guys also delve on some, like, really serious subjects, and I like that. I feel like we need a radio station like that around here.
Good. I'm glad, and thank you to whoever the activists are that put that radio station together, because they've done a great job with it. It's been on the air for, now, I think, several months now, and without an FCC visit yet.
What I like about it the best is I have no idea who puts it on. I mean, if some government bureaucrat came and put a gun to my head to find out who it was, I simply don't know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, man. Anything you want to comment on while you're here besides just the appreciation?
Not really. I just think you guys are doing a really good job, and I hope I get to keep listening for a while.
Sean, quick question. Are you a New Hampshire native?
Technically, I was born right over the border, but I've lived in New Hampshire my whole life.
Now, how do you feel about the influx of people coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? Are you aware of that?
Somewhat aware. I'm not super, fluent with, everything that's going on with it, but I agree. I think it's a good idea.
Fantastic.
I think there needs to be an open dialogue.
Glad you're out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call tonight, and thank you, Sean, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, the Liberty Radio Network, which is what we're talking about there, lrn.fm, it's an internet-based kind of network of liberty-oriented talk shows that I've cobbled together over the last few years. And it is distributed in a couple different ways that allow people to essentially start their own radio station. If you've already got a station, you can pick up a show from it. But if you wanted to, you could do like they're doing in Manchester and just run it around the clock. There's a gentleman, I think somebody down in Fall River, Massachusetts, who just put an FM station I think actually there's been a pirate station down there for a long time, and it was running music, and they flipped it to LRN.FM 24/7. So
makes it a lot easier.
We're now on in Fall River, Massachusetts, which apparently the signal breaks into East Providence, Rhode Island as well. So, again, just for a small investment of a few hundred bucks, if you've got a little bit more, you can do a couple thousand. You can have yourself your own radio station. You can get the ideas of liberty out to your local marketplace without having to go and kind of go through the gatekeeper system of trying to get one show to break in, like Free Talk Live, to break into your local talk station, which we've been very successful at doing over the years. This is like a turnkey solution. You can go to broadcast.lrn.fm to learn more about that. That's broadcast.lrn.fm, but obviously there is some risk involved. I mean, you're running a radio station without the FCC's permission. That could result in, you getting your chance to be more than an activist that's behind the scenes, let's say. So I appreciate anybody that takes that kind of risk to get this content out there. Thank you so much for that. Let's continue. Tom is also in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Just wanted to mention that in Elkins, West Virginia last week, the cops went to arrest this guy who was suspected of selling cocaine, possession with intent to distribute. And there was the U.S. Marshals were there, too, to bring this guy. And he fought back like a man to defend himself. And, let's just say when the dust cleared, he was in heaven, because rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And also one U.S. Deputy Marshal got taken out. The Undertaker straightened out that Deputy Marshal.
Did he go to heaven too?
No, they don't have a soul. They sold their soul to the government. But
you know, I don't know if violence is really a good solution. In fact, I'm firmly against it, Tom. But I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, I understand the government does horrible things. The people that are working for the government, many of them, they hurt other people. They hurt peaceful people. They hurt people that don't that have not harmed others.
It's easy to be frustrated with
them. And that can make someone very angry. And at one time, I was that very angry person who was considering doing something like that. You know, like, come and get me, coppers. I'll take as many of you out as I can.
My cold, dead hands.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I just, it not only is it not practical, but it also, I think, it's really morally questionable as well. I think that by using violence, even though you can claim it was in self-defense, by using violence, you are essentially lowering yourself to their level. And beyond that, practically, you look like a madman. The news media will make you out to be a crazy loon. And
right. The media will make it look as though you initiated the force as opposed to whomever it was that came after you.
Right, that you killed one of their heroes, the police officers, whereas if you do not use violence, then there is no question as to who it was that was being violent. I mean, for instance, we talked about Pete Eyre from LibertyOnTour.com. He was attacked by court officers and police officers for wearing a hat in a courtroom. Can you imagine how bad that would have been if Pete had started swinging? If Pete had started to attack? If Pete
justifies the force that they used previously.
Yeah, but instead, Pete was completely passive, and he went to the ground, and then they used clearly excessive force on him by crushing his head into the carpet with their knees, for instance, or with a knee. So, and holding him down.
Right. You know, if he were to lash out, then people would say to themselves, well, that was clearly a violent man, and mm-hmm. the officers obviously acted properly. If these officers, they're smart guys, they do this stuff on a regular basis. They could smell violent criminals, and obviously they have to crack down on them when they know they're going to be violent. So, you know, it justifies everything they do.
You know, there's a lot you can do to even get it to that point. I mean, that's usually an escalation or... You know, I think that there's whatever you put out is what you get back, and police officers are very sensitive to people who are violent, who are, like you were saying, who have something to hide. You know, if you have to show respect without groveling, but yet at the same time, you can't show any kind of aggression or passivity. It has to be something in between. It has to be a dialogue, you know. But the first impression is the most important one with a police officer.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to be. You don't have to sneer at them. They deserve as much respect as anybody else does. At least that's what's going to be effective in communicating with
them. I agree with that. And that's what I was actually talking with Pete Nademo about from LibertyOnTour.com. We were discussing this after Pete has charges dropped from that incident. We're talking about how Cimarellis, the cop that actually made the arrest, has been very, very nice to Pete now. He's been talking to him. He's been invited him out for a meeting or something like that, and they've been having at least some level of dialogue. And I said, can you imagine how different that would be if you had been mean and nasty to him in return, to how mean, you know, how mean he was being?
Exactly.
So being nice, you know, really gets you goes a long way. 800-259-9231. Catch the flies with honey, that kind of thing. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. R2's next.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.